Just saw a couple of tshuvas today from Mordechai Gross, who's on Simchat Gimel. It's not the tshuvas, I want to mention a couple of them. He has a shaila over there that it's mutal l'stakel and somebody's wife allowed to be nana. Because what's the halacha if somebody's holding by getting divorced?
What?
Holding by getting divorced. Over there. What do you say? They're in the ready, in the court proceedings. There's a mutal to have a stakel in that type of situation. So he writes over there that...
Be married.
No, yeah. He writes, the mice are married, you know, Azavad is not married, so be said it's remote. But he said, Mashenka, when she's a Nida, what's all hata by Nida? Why are you allowed to be Nana?
Has Pasalai.
Because it's just kind of Albaila, it says. Oops. One of the reasons. he said, we're already in the Zalmassive. The whole like getting divorced, he wants to paint her that. That they also, but yeah, I confirm the heroic Bidai Klal. All these things are Bidai Klal that till the divorce, you know, will I use tikva kills mansha and erdelik, you know, things will.
It's also past the Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
Must be you can't even have beer with her.
What?
You can't even have pashrish with her. It's one of the.
One of the teshuvim is even coffee that the garon. I'm saying. Fine. The handles over there is interesting. What's the age that you could take a kid to the opposite swimming? A boy to the girls, the mother taking a boy to the swimming, or taking a girl to the men's side? What's the age over there? He tiny is a girl to the men's side. Says 5'6". You could take her till then. It's not a problem. It's not that she's going swimming. No, not that she's going swimming. She's seeing men in bathing suits. Say he's saying since that thing, the mom is the makamarva, so till 5 or 6 is the seder. Once they're older, it's not sneeze time to see men.
What's this? They can't go to the beach.
Look at this. What?
They can't go to the beach.
What do you mean to the beach?
A woman can't see a man in a bathing suit?
He's saying make a sneeze, that's what he's saying over there. Mashenkein, a boy who wants to migrate from the age of 3, he shouldn't go with his mother, he shouldn't go swimming. But Berkowitz always says that it's telling the age which he would remember that if you remember what picture what somebody looks like being, so when she's 3 years old, it's definitely not gonna make an impression on him. Until older, 5, 6, 7.
He said,
but there's still a mile not to look in the Makam Torfa. That's a Makam.
He says it in the thing about going. He says in Mamish about this. A woman asked if she could take her son swimming with her.
Yeah.
And he said, even under 2, the images will stay.
The image will stay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bring it down in the
Chinuch. Okay. Burgers always says, till the age, remember, he's a little bit more makeup. Fine. In terms of, he has a child over there that. There's something which I know is on Shmuel's mind. That. That they asked him that the Chaznish sent out a lot of people into Kirith, to all over the place. So he wanted to know, he asked about Chagros, how can you do that? The Chayra, you're putting yourself in a matzav of Nisayan, and what's that to do it? Saying what Moshe also did, right? So once I read an article from Ephraim Greenblatt that Moshe sent, he had a plan, he sent 50 different Talmidim to 50 different states, and he went to Shtel Avek, Malkab Teira, you know, have Tamil Chom in every single state.
Moshe or the rabbi?
From Moshe. Moshe sent 50 of his Talmidim every single place. He sent them all over. His plan was to spread Torah all over America. That was his plan. He always used to say the only person who lasted was Ephraim Greenblatt was Israeli. The old Americans, they didn't last. The only person who lasted was Ephraim Greenblatt. He sat out there in Memphis until 2-3 years ago when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Like a problem to Shaz, what the heck? You're putting some of the Masin science. Right? So that Pasha that it's called Lakadaka Achrina. You're doing a Torah mitzvah, it's like a daka achrina. It's like a daka achrina, like a piece of masin sain. And whatever, you have to take the proper precautions and show mislay the davara. And maybe that's what it's based on. Somebody asked him a shayla. It's shayla and shuvis. What?
You don't have to do it. It's not a dafka.
I don't love dafka. I'm saying.
This is a chazanish.
No. Ramachai Gross said it. He's answering for the chazanish. So shayla and shuvis.
He asked the chazanish's question.
No. The guy went to know. We see the chazanish. Some people in the kira. It's not going to be right behind the people saying what. That something going there left is not going to be right. I mean, right, the Chazanish did it, right? You know, Alamayit Zimak, the Shaila is what's the study of Devon.
I mean, there's no example to a matzav of that. I know that it could be like, there's no
issue
that I'm being sent to.
Depends where you're going. Yeah. Akabanam, he asked whether the lady should ask a man Mechila or not.
What?
Ask him Mechila, she asked him straight out. Is it Migrit Sinus? To.
She bumped into
Eitan, was it? Yeah, maybe she doesn't know what
I'm
saying.
Tell us who
the anyone. No, there's a man. There's a lady. Is it like, is it proper me?
Is
me? What?
Oh, she's a shonen.
Tchilu
means like, excuse me, I'm sorry, or like, really?
No, I just only want to. I told him that once. My first once gave before Rav Shani gave all shmuz at this people mechila. He gave his shmuz in the seminary, and after the class, like, you know, 19 girls lined up to ask him privately. What was the shayla? They said lashon hara about a boy. They didn't know if they should ask him mechila. Like that's the thing, you know. Like upon him, he writes over there. Migudrish needs to do directly. He didn't. He writes that it's not the proper thing. I mean, about everything's kafi, a makafi, a matzah, kafi, you know.
Finish
the yak, whatever it is, depending. What? Everything's kafi. You know, sometimes there shouldn't be any connection, there shouldn't be any, whatever. He writes over all sorts of, he has over there when in the workforce, he gives all sorts of, you know, mentally he's working in the workforce, they have a whole bunch of rules over there, I'm saying, they shouldn't call each other first names, which I don't think in America that's too, I think it's standard procedure that they do. But he writes over there, they shouldn't have any extra conversation besides work, which that's something which the minds of people, you know, something which is very kedai to be machmar. A friend of mine told me his wife, you know, she was working in a workforce, so after the first yontif, like a man came up and says, oh, how was yontif? So she didn't answer him. Okay, that was the end of that. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't answer him. You know? You're not supposed to be saying any extra words. I'm saying no reason, any extra words which are not negeya the work. I'm saying you should, are not really. And whatever. Maisim mechiach that.
Even if they're going to
be annoyed. It only happens once. You only have to do it once.
Why?
She didn't answer, and then after that, they never asked again. They kept things to work.
Some places will have, there'll be animosity.
What do you say?
Some places will be animosity.
Okay, you have to down the matzah. Saying, besides, that's the ideal. There should not be any extra words besides negeya. I'm saying to men and ladies, everything should be totally separate, and any extra words besides whatever. You want to know if it's situations where it's the yafshah or whatever. Okay, that's just something. But besides, that's the ideal. I'm saying that there shouldn't be that you know, shouldn't be any extra
kind of thing. So that's basically
no. I would say neither. If you want to know the truth, you're not gonna pin it down and say it's any yes, sir. I'm saying it's only lisikavu. We said it's only having conversations which you're enjoying the conversation. So it's not gonna be lisikavu. I'm saying it's not gonna be. It's gedarim, which you know, gedarim they're held that it should be main dasi hodis. So I don't know if you can say. I'm not gonna say if you have a conversation, you over das yodis, but it's kedarim, which I gave him extra shmiras in these situations.
But it should be the same with family members too, then? Assisting all the members is not what it's called.
But you say the system was Arba.
I'm saying so. It should be the same thing.
Kafir massive and kafir whatever. I'm saying, Lamaisa, you want to own Dagazi Tzahara and things like that? Yeah, kafir massive, kafir whatever. You know, the workforce is a little bit worse than the system, whatever. I'm saying. But everything's kafir, whatever. I'm saying, be side kafir, yeah. I'm saying, you shouldn't be having extra conversations. Everything's, you know. Fine, I guess I'll get back to Das Yehudan Das Moshe. The Gemara starts off over here. There's a Elish Leib Suba over Das Moshe. Gemara gives us Das Moshe, and then we're going to listen Das Yehudis. So what's Das Yehudis? Rashi's Das Yehudis is Nogim Neisaf Gav Leik Siva. Things are not written in the minute of the Neis Yisrael. So Shaila is, do these things, are they objective or subjective? What does that mean in English? It means that these things are just the minug which ladies do, and if nowadays ladies don't do such things, then it's not the minig anymore. Or Pshat is, no, these are things which, since it was a minig, already came a minig, and this is what we should do. For example, what are these things over here? One of the things are Tav B'Shuk. What's found in Tav B'Shuk? That are arm shell, right? So there are societies where they work on sleeveless. Anything wrong in that? Everyone does it.
Just in that case, let's see. We have
to. What do you mean?
She doesn't
totally uncovered. That's the Raisa. But right. Things which are abundant. That's who it is. Not that's my. That's why it's the Raisa. Doesn't change a bit. It says that's who this is. Things like the arms, right? Some places they have a minhag, they go up to tefa. Some are above the elbows. The Shaila is all these things. Are they, what?
South Africa.
South Africa, they do it. Okay. So the question is, what do you say?
There's a certain
group that does it. The Shaila is all these things objective or subjective. Now, the chord is stuck a raya from the Gemara says by Puri Reish, right? What's the case of Puri Reish? Kal Seyam Mishum Bereish, Shabi Rav Zera. Even B'Shurak Dasi Odisi. Hal B'chatzim Ke Alei Nach B'Yisavim Shereb Shachas Baila. Everyone's have to get divorced. The question is, why do everyone have to get divorced? Finally over here something which is a Dasi Odis. So my baya. If you're telling me everyone's doing it, because everyone's going to have to get divorced, so if we go in circular reason, that'll come out that's mutter. If you're saying the that's it, someone who always changes back and forth, so once everyone's doing it, so why is loy nich loy niach pasav ravinu tishavas tachas bailo? Now that everyone's doing it, it's really mutter. So it's a mashmois.
It sounds like it's the word trying to figure out where the meaning is, right?
Right.
So then the Sam is steering me a bit.
What do you mean?
I'm saying even though you're half, how do you... Issa?
Is that right? No, if you're saying it's a din, so then what are you saying?
A din based on what
they did. Based on what they did, and they say it. Nowadays,
right
we're then. Maybe. Nowadays, we're stuck. If you're saying Pshat is that it's that's something which is Bechefza, so once it's Bechefza, then it's not going to change. So some being arrived from over here, it's Mashmoy said it doesn't change. That's what Berkowitz tonight. He said, yeah, the Pesukim in Naman, whatever state in Gemara, that's something which does not change, and that's something which is, all the things of the Gemara, that's something which doesn't change. What? All those things don't change. The things do change, anything which is not in the Gemara, extra chumras, how far you cover your hair, you know, whether you have to cover the way, all the extra chumras, those are things which would be totally in the society. So things... No, anything actually, Makam Chusa we said, is anything is Tali, even the certain things when a din we say you have to cover, and the certain things we said, that's who this, if that's the minute Hamakim, then you're going to have to cover it. There's a...
How do we know that that's Yodis? Meaning, how do we know a minute Hamakim takes a take of the Yodis?
Where do we see that from? Stone of...
Once we're saying the Gemara is objective, so maybe the Gemara is objective, and that's it.
So the Saris Chusm Smasan, the Mishmur handles, what are those are... We say he handles of the van Saminik over there. If the Ramah says Mutter, I'm sure he says probably nine.
But
then
they get the din of Dasi Hudis?
Okay. Yeah, that's Dasi Hudis.
Ezra was Masakin, you have to wear a Sina, right?
Right.
So that's not Dasi Hudis, but everyone has to do it.
What do you mean?
I'm saying there could be, a Mina could have a Toykif that everyone has to follow the Minik of Mokka.
And once they do Masakin, it's Dasi Hudis then. And after is that Dasi Hudis clicks in, once everyone does it. And there's a certain sefer on smias, which like gives all sorts of rules and guidelines in terms of how long, how this, sheita, how long, whatever, all sorts of certain rules. Because always says that, you know, it's impossible to write a sefer which is, you know, across the globe, you know, by itself, America, England, and South Africa, Australia. It's impossible to do that because... Well, you know, even right Das Moshe, that's across the board. Even right Das Hiddes Shtein the Gemara, that's across the board. We start handling, like, how long the Sheita could be and how far down the dress has to be and, like, all sorts of things. Exactly how far we have to cover all these things. Where's Seichus Nisos and what the Menig is? Those things already are not, you know, argument tell each place kefi the Makim. Anything which is not Das Moshe and it's not Das Hiddes Shtein the Gemara, that about it is going to change. Therefore, each thing would be a thing for itself. Now, in terms of covering the hair, so to go into shuk with the hair uncovered is deraisa, peres reisha isha. And one thing's a little bit interesting. We saw in Ayin Hey saying brachas in front of Ever Mamash, what is that? Deraisa Darvanan? Anybody remember?
Deraisa.
Saying brachas in front of Seir, what's it then?
Darvanan.
As we see, even though it's isha deraisa to walk with the hair uncovered, to go out with the hair uncovered, but the Shem Ever Shabbai is only Ever Midarban. It's Midaraisa, even though it's also to do it, but there'd be no Issa to say brachas in front of it, Midaraisa, because the Shem Ever Shabbai is Darbanan. There's one you have to cover here, but the Shem Ever Shabbai is it's Saitat Din, and that's Midarban. That's what Fak is interesting, Shaila. His Shaila, the din of Kisei Roish. Is it din of Kisei Roish or Kisei Cyrus? You have to cover your hair, but you have to cover your head. What's the goal? What are we looking for? What's nafkah mean? Oh, you shave your head. You're totally bald. If the din is to cover your hair, so once you shave your head, so, you don't have to cover your hair. Sorry, you don't have to cover your head, sorry. If you say it's the din covering your hair, so then... What do you say? That what? That's the darbana, not the daraisa. That's the din darbana.
That's the paras
and life. The darbana. See, you mean an interesting raya. What do you say? How did I unlearn?
Here.
It's
an evil. She has no hair. Why would she talk about it?
He names on. He goes on. He brings right from where I said that chas. Where I said that chas is when he says a parshas isha. So parshas isha. And we had a roisha that you have to cover, uncover a head. Gufa minai talam isha. My talam parshas isha. She claims seisa saira. So he says, you see, Klafen's Gemara. He says the parshas isha. The kain has to be seisa saira. You have to unbraid or undo her hair. He says, you see clear from over here that it also means that it also means the hair. Now, the Gemara says two things, right? Engli ad Raisha. There's one thing you have to do Raisha, and it's also Mashima, the Kohen says to Saira, that it's Mashima, he names on that it's Votim. There's one thing she has to cover here, and there's a straight thing that she has to cover her head. If he says, you have to be Machmer on Beda Stadim. So I did have Chasim Raft. Now, the Makar for the.
That's only when you have
Machmer. How do you say? Yeah.
If it's too much bashok, then she, even though she's bald, she still has to cover her hair because there's need to cover a bald hair. The one's doing with him, because you know, but
that's a dinner.
Yeah.
Interesting. And Rashi means down to Makaris, so Rashi over there, he has two shilas, right? Rashi shilas, a grusha, and Sminaga. Grusha has to cover her hair. So Yana's over there, whether. If she's going to have a hard time getting a job or keeping a job, if she covers her hair, Madina. Well, somebody wants to tell you in the two reasons over here. What's from the car of part of Rashi? Yisrael Rashi says, "Azhara midivin lahakin navla midik hagamidi kamashas lesnayis abay lemechal daaser." That the reason we uncover her here is midik hagamida, just like she did lesnayis abay lemechal daaser. From Shad Rashi's mashma that there's an iser to have your hair uncovered. The second Shad Rashi says, "Inam miksev par mechal duhushay delapari." This mashma tuna was uncovered. Second pshat Rashi learns that pshat is mashma that Paras Isha's mashma till now is uncovered. Sorry, till now it was covered. Why was it covered? It must be that it was normal mitzatznius that ladies cover the hair. So my mashma is it a mitzvah or is it iser? That's a shayla. The first pshat is mashma that's the iser. That's the iser heavier uncovered. I'm saying in the second pshat mashma that it's tam a minug or mitzvah, whatever it is, that it was a mitzvah to have it. So what's nafkamina? He says nafkamina is that perhaps the gadol madinai. He says if it's an iser, so the halacha is on a lav, you have to lose kama mayne. Someone who's an iser, you have to lose kama mayne. I'm saying if it's just a chiv asay, so asay is, you know, if you don't have to do ad chaymish. So he says something which is ad chaymish, so if somebody's losing her job, that's going to be more than chaymish. So he says that if it's only a mitzvah, so then only have chaymish, you don't have to lose your job. So the mitzvah is in the halacha lemaisa that eishes, which is derais, you have to ask, you have to make me suffer. You know, we have two pshatim here. Is it iser or is it a mitzvah, right? So this is eishes, which is a shalot derais, going with her uncovered, it's derais, you have to make me, it's iser, you have to lose your job. I'm saying, uncover your hair, it's only by a grusha, amana, sorry, which is only dasi hudis, it's only dasi hudis. So he says, it's only mitzvah minag, whatever it is, you can make it by suffix, and you can make it by suffix, and you can name on that it's atzik. That's what Moshe says. He has another tshuva inside the tshuva hands of the agusha who she wants to go out, and if she covers her hair, people will tap right away that she's was married, and that's not so good for shidduchim with that klal. So she wants to know, can she not wear a sheitel? And later on in the game, you know, she'll tell him, like, by the way, I was married. So he makes the same type of cheshbon. He says that same thing. It's only a mitzvah. The makam tzarek, you can be mekel. And being a dizishtak at tzarek, to get him interested, it would be mutter to do it. But tonight, she tells him, you know, early enough, yeah, whatever. That's a separate challenge. You don't have to say, you don't have to say, but you tell him at a point, if he's interested, before they make any final commitment, he says that that she should help. Now, how much of the hair has to be covered? So, Moshe and Tshuva. Yeah. Oh, Nechas. Was that Tshuva again? Moshe was Dalad. Dalad Kafi Beis. Femi Tshuva. Moshe, he names on that. He says, a parasha isha is mashed, you have to uncover. So it's mashma that till now it was covered. So Yana's like, what's the share? How much by Saita would be considered that when you uncover it, it would be considered that you became the mitzvah? So he goes back and forth. But nicely says that being that we find that by the body at least, tefach v'sha'eva, we find that tefach b'bad z'eva. So he says it's mistaver over here, that prius arayis, which b'asim is a chiddush, that has a shame eva. So he says that mistaver, that it's going to be, the shir is going to be tefach. And as up to tefach, she's allowed to have her hair uncovered. Now that's why in a lot of societies, maybe they wear the snood a little bit higher, that part of the hair is uncovered, the back, the front, that some kind of samaisha, that tola tefach. The what? Some sefer says avado all the hair. Now there's a big vikuach whether Rav Moshe meant it l'chachila, he didn't mean it, he didn't mean it. Fa brings down from the Rav David Halpern, he showed Rav Moshe the tshuva from Sakharalitz, and Sakharalitz, anybody knows how to learn if you look at Moshe's tshuva, he's only, if he sets the tshuva, he doesn't write these things in print. And he feels like, case was like a shasad chak over there, he writes over there, it's not a reason not to get married. Sound like whatever it was, it sounded like more like a shasad chak. So in this instead, anyone knows how to learn, who wants to understand that Moshe was not saying l'chachila, he's only saying it b'tor shasad chak, that he can make a lot of tefach, and it wasn't ideal. It brings down Mitzil Salman, she from Lakewood, went into Rav David Feinstein, showed him the letter, and he asked him to translate into English. So Rav David read it very, very slowly. David a second. So he said, maskim. So Mashkech asked him, you mean you mask him just that it's okay? Or you hold like, tafzai, it's a mitzvah, it's something that you should do. So Rav David asks,
you should do what?
Should be fasting. In the letter Rav Nissen wrote that whatever. So he said, I'm asking, you can print it. He said, Pshat is masking or Pshat is it's a good zach. So he said, are people going to listen? Is anything else? So Mashkiach said, definitely some. So he told me to sell that then it's a mitzvah of fasting. That's what he said.
What is the spark of the tefach?